Roseanne Cash, Tennessee Flat Top Box, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. It's 922. Beautiful day going on. We're at 39 degrees right now and a whole lot of sunshine. Well, it is a yearly tradition. It goes on at OSPTI, and people love it. It is their soup day. And I've got Taylor on the phone with me from OSPTI this morning. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, tell me a little bit about Soup Day. When does what are the times here we're talking?
Yeah, so the most wonderful day of the year over here at OSPTI, it's our annual Soup Day going on from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at our training center, which is located just on the south side of our parking lot in our OSPTI building at Breckenridge. So it'll be in the training center, the south building, just south of our regular offices. So, yeah, we have a whole bunch of different soups today, a whole bunch of different assorted breads, assorted desserts, and then everything is a free will donation, and that will all be going to the Richland Wilkin Community Foundation.
Okay, so that's definitely all coming back into the community. Now, Taylor, I got to ask, I'm going to put you on the spot, buddy. Were you up all night making soup?
I absolutely was.
Okay, so what is your contribution?
My contribution the last couple of years has been the broccoli cheese.
Ooh.
We got a couple other ones. I might as well list them off for you, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chicken noodle, cheeseburger, chili, chicken tortilla, chicken wild rice, Nephila, tomato soup from the Wilkin, and white chicken chili.
Mmm. That is a great lineup. Mm-hmm. So is this recipe of yours, is this a family recipe?
Yep, been passed down generation to generation and Google to Google.
See, I think those are best. I think those are the best kind of soups when you get that multi-generational thing going. And again, what time does Soup Day run today, Taylor?
Starts at 11 a.m. and then runs until 1 p.m.
Okay, so people can just show up and again, make a donation, again, going to the foundation. Taylor, listen, you have a great Soup Day. Enjoy yourself over there. And so lots
of soup. Thank you very much, and have everybody come on down.
Absolutely. We'll get an update from you next week, Taylor. Thanks for talking with us.
Yep, thank you so much.
Soup Day, as he said, too, most wonderful day of the year over there at OSPTI. Get over and check that out. It's 924. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. 8 a.m. marked the operational start of a new carbon capture and storage project at its Columbus, Nebraska corn processing complex. It's now the world's largest bioethanol carbon capture facility. The project leverages Tallgrass Trailblazer Pipeline to transport captured carbon dioxide from ADLM's ethanol plant in Columbus to Tallgrass.